Sudanese anti-riot police have fired tear gas to disperse protests against President Omar al-Bashir and the capital, Khartoum. Security forces were deployed on rooftops in central Khartoum, and armored vehicles were stationed on the main streets. The authorities beefed up security after an opposition group decided to hold a new march. The demonstrators want Bashir to step down. The protests have turned violent on several occasions over the past few days. A number of people have been killed. The protesters are angry at rising prices. On that note, Sudanese activist Radwan Dawood says that the only way out of Sudan's current predicament is for the government to step down.
The government, as always does, has responded in a brutal way by tear gas, and not only that, but live bullets. Just today, I'm coming from a massive protest. The government had killed two of the young, peaceful protesters, and tens of the protesters were injured. Almost 300 of them are arrested at the moment we're speaking right now. Unfortunately, we don't see any other solution only when the government decides to step down, because since they took power through a military coup in 1985, you know, these problems are ongoing.